Chapter 12. Nearly all of us now and then wish that we had made better use of our time. Instead of starting his homework, the schoolboy watches television. The housewife interrupts her shopping to have a talk. Afterwards, they may regret it, but being sorry is no use at all. Sometimes we feel that if only we could organize our days efficiently, we could achieve much more. Some people are good at organizing. Hajime, who is a university student, is an example. You can tell his habits by looking at his room. Everything is in its proper place, all his books and papers neatly arranged. He has fixed hours for sleep and meals, for working and even for leisure. Each Sunday he makes a detailed list in a notebook of what he wants to get done during the week. Not surprisingly, he's doing well at university. His classmate, Kenji, is just the opposite. If he ever makes a plan, it's on a piece of paper which he immediately loses. The clock beside his bed, which is seldom made, has been broken since he hit it angrily one morning. Books and papers are scattered everywhere. Perhaps you'll be surprised to hear that Kenji's doing well at university, too. Compared with Hajime, Kenji is careless about time. But, and this is important, Kenji works hard at anything he suddenly decides to do, at any hour of day or night, and keeps on till it's finished. The two of them have completely different attitudes. Which is right? Though we'd all agree that time should not be wasted, is it possible to make a universal rule about the best method of using it?